You are tuned in to 97.9 The Box. This is Access Houston. Good Sunday morning. Your girl JJ here, and joining us on the phone today is the fabulous Pam O'Brien. She's, I don't believe, a relation to our new Texans coach, Bill O'Brien.
Not that I know of.
I don't believe so. Maybe a distant cousin, but she is the executive editor of Fitness Magazine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, in your magazine, we've all seen Fitness Magazine on the newsstands. You know, you cover everything from nutrition, fitness, health, beauty, just some of everything. Love the articles.
Oh,
I'm always in there looking at, well, this is me. Okay, I love to work out. Absolutely. I'm a fitness junkie.
Yay.
And then I love to look in the magazine just to see like the different outfits and stuff, the workout outfits. I do appreciate that as well. So listen, today we are talking about getting ready for 2014. There are so many people who are looking to get healthy, and they just don't know how in the heck to get started. So help us out.
Okay, I sure will. So first of all, what you want to do is figure out what your resolutions are for the year. And then for each resolution or goal you have, figure out what the keys are to making that goal happen and really kind of map it out. So if you want to lose 10 pounds, figure out what you need to do to make that happen. So maybe you need to go to the gym 5 times a week. You need to cut back on your portion sizes. Write down all the steps that will help you achieve that goal. And each time you complete one, check it off. Because that's a very satisfying feeling to check something off and
say,
yay, I accomplished it. It really does help keep you motivated and inspire you to keep going.
All right. You know, I have to admit, I did really bad the last couple of months. I really fell off because the holidays come and I'm just like feeding my face like crazy.
Right.
So I do appreciate having that checklist because the first thing on my checklist was just put the pancakes down.
So yeah, see, that's a good place to start.
So, yes. Okay. So what are like the latest trends in workout apparel? We were just talking about this. I feel like when you go to the gym, if you look good and you, you know, you feel good and you're ready for your good workout, especially for the ladies, maybe the guys don't care as much. But what are some of the latest trends we should look out for?
Yeah, you absolutely want to wear workout apparel that you look good and feel good in and that's comfortable. And the new Lands End Performance Collection includes all kinds of mix and match pieces that you can wear. It's perfect for all the different workouts you do. You can wear it while you're running errands, and it's stylish enough that you can wear it to lunch with your friends after your workout.
Ooh.
It's got great performance enhancing characteristics. It's got moisture wicking fabric, so it stays fresh between washings. It has UV protection to shield your skin from the sun, and it's designed to prevent chafing. So it's super soft, it's available in regular, petite, and plus sizes, and you can find out more about it at landsend.com/getactive.
Awesome, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious to know, like, what should people eat or drink to help boost energy and to stay satisfied? Because, you know, we hear so many different things out there that people can try, and sometimes we just don't really understand exactly what to choose.
Right. So you want to choose things that are good for you but will also keep you satisfied. So when you're thirsty, reach for a glass of 100% orange juice. It's a nutrient-rich, delicious way to complement your whole fruit intake to help reach your daily recommendations. 1 8-ounce glass equals 1 cup of fruit. And it's a natural source of vitamins and minerals and an excellent source of vitamin C. And collectively, the nutrients it contains may help support a healthy immune system. So that's one thing you can do. And then when you're hungry, so say maybe after your workout, you want something to eat, look for something that will curb your cravings. And so if you want something crunchy, for instance, Pop Chips are a great way to indulge that craving for something crunchy, but also to cut the fat in the new year. They're packed with flavor, and they're a better-for-you alternative to fried foods. They're isn't that good? They're certified gluten-free, too, which is great. And they contain just 100 calories per serving, which is awesome. And they come in great flavors like sour cream and onion, barbecue, and the original flavor.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, my stomach's growling. All right.
I know, right?
Now, what are some gym bag essentials that can help us to look great before and after our workouts?
Well, the number one thing you want to do is make sure you're properly hydrated. So make sure you have a big bottle of water in your gym bag. Drink some before your workout, then drink after your workout to help replenish those fluids you lost through sweating. And then also, you want to make sure your skin is moisturized too, so you can replace that moisture. So you want to carry a super hydrating skincare product in your bag. And the Hada Labo Tokyo line, which has a cult-like following in Asia, it does. It's finally available in the U.S. And they have a skin plumping gel cream that's a smoothing moisturizer and a skin perfecting serum in one. And it has this key ingredient called super hyaluronic acid, which deeply hydrates your skin and locks in the moisture. So it helps your skin regain that youthful appearance. And you can find it at Ulta stores, and it's less than $25.
Oh, awesome. There's an Ulta store right around the corner. And what's it called again?
It's called Skin Plumping Gel Cream, and it's made by Hada Labo Tokyo.
All right. Yeah. Well, awesome. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about working out. Do you have any tips for maximizing efforts to see some results? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people go to the gym. You know, we know what we want our body to look like. We want it to look like Halle Berry. I mean.
Right, exactly. That's all we want.
You know, but we just don't know how to get these results. Any tips for that?
Well, research shows that you'll burn more calories and fat with cardio interval training, and that means alternating intervals of high-intensity cardio with more moderate-paced cardio. So that's going to really maximize your results because you'll burn more calories and fat in less time, actually, too, which is key.
Ooh.
But you also want to make sure, in addition to your cardio, that you're doing strength training. Try to do it at least two or three times a week. And what strength training does is it actually boosts your metabolism, so it helps you burn calories all the time. And it also really firms and shapes your body. So the cardio sort of helps you get the fat off, and then the strength training really does help shape and tone you.
Yeah, tone it up. All right. Okay, and then what about sleep? I hear and see articles all the time that talk about sleep is the key to increasing your health. Is that true?
You know what? It really is. More and more research is showing that sleep is so important. It really does keep you healthy. It helps you stick to your diet, too. I mean, it just really does so many important things for us. So, I mean, try, if you can, to get at least 7 hours of sleep. But if you can't, and a lot of people can't because we're busy and it's tough, the best thing you can do in that case is to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends, because what this does, it reinforces a consistent sleep rhythm so that your body knows when to release the sleep and wake hormones that it produces. And the result is you wake up feeling and looking better rested.
Ooh, all right. I actually do pretty well with sleep. I love sleep. But yes, I heard that getting too much sleep can be, you know, just the opposite. Like,
it's true.
Like, don't lay in the bed for 12 hours, people. Get out the bed. So,
right,
like,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So you need just the right amount.
Right. Okay, so what about any other tips that you have for just staying committed to your health and happiness in the upcoming year?
Sure. I think one of the big ones is to make being healthy an automatic part of your day. You know, when you sit there and debate, should I work out today? Shouldn't I work out? It takes a lot of energy. But when it happens routinely, like say when you have a spin class scheduled on Mondays and Wednesdays, you don't even have to think about it. It just happens. So really schedule in your workouts. And do the same when it comes to food. Make sure that every 4 hours you're eating a healthy meal or snack so that you don't get too hungry and then hit the vending machine up. So, you know, have a healthy snack that has protein, fiber, and healthy carbohydrates. So maybe something like Greek yogurt with fruit, for instance. And finally, and this is really key too, when you do reach those goals, reward yourself with something that's not food related. So, right?
Exactly.
So give yourself, let's say, a spa treatment, something that really pampers you, or a new pair of sneakers, or a pair of earrings.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, just something nice that you do for yourself to say, good job. That really does keep you inspired and motivated to stick with your healthy goals.
Absolutely. You know, every now and then I will post something on my refrigerator, something that I really want, and I'll just keep looking at it like, okay, if I could just get through my workout and I could be consistent this week, then this is what I'm going to do on Saturday.
That's a great way to do it. Yeah.
See it in front of your face. That's awesome. Well, these are great tips. I know we need to get the latest fitness magazine, which is on stands right now.
Yes, it is. It's on stands right now. You can also go to our website, fitnessmagazine.com, and we have tons of great tips, workout recipes, everything you need to be healthy.
Pam O'Brien, executive editor of Fitness Magazine. We appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you so much.